Hi everyone, welcome back to the Health and Wellbeing Podcast. It's your host, Angelone Brown, and let's get into the show. Before we get into today's episode, I have a brief message. Before I get into today's episode, where we'll be talking about rest, y'all, I just want to give y'all some details about my hiatus, which I should say my unannounced hiatus from the show, because it's really been such a long time. I took a moment back to see the last time I recorded an episode, and that was December 2020, right before my birthday. So I've been MIA since 2020. Like, you know, I was gone from the show for the whole 2021, and I just want to say thank you, because I still had listens. I saw that you guys were still listening, even though I was away, and you know that the show is not a show that has been like out for very long. So I just want to say thank you for the continuous support and just still taking a listen to me. But here's just some details about where I have been. So the last time you guys heard my voice, I had finished up my fall semester of my senior year of college. So after winter break, I just kind of spent some time resting. And before graduation, I already knew I was taking a gap year due to COVID. You know, prior to COVID, I was going to go straight into PA school. PA stands for physician assistant. But with the pandemic going on, I just took a moment back and was like, I just don't need to rush into school right now. Especially after, like, you know, just completing 4 years of college, and then 1.5 of those, you know, during a pandemic. I'm just like, I wanted to take time out to just rest, to take time away from my academics and just, you know, live life a little bit, because life is short. So within that time, after I graduated, I became a medical assistant at UPMC, you know, still trying to, like, you know, rack up those patient care hours. And as always, I took time to, like, you know, focus on business. And so much has, like, changed since the last time you guys heard from me. I actually switched to a different hosting website for my business. Before, I was using Workspace, and I've been using Shopify for almost a year now, just because I used Shopify for a previous business and I never had any trouble with it. I also became a certified wellness coach, so you guys can actually book some wellness coaching appointments with me, which I can definitely talk about in a future episode, just details about that. And, you know, as always, continue to, like, you know, bring new products to you guys, continue to do bidding events here in Pittsburgh. So as always, your girl kept busy, and I definitely made traveling a priority for me. I love to travel, and traveling doesn't, like, you know, get to happen too often when you're a student. So I said, you know, while I'm on this gap year, I am going to live my best life and travel as much as I can. And I can definitely say I did that in 2021. 2022 is still going to get done, but, you know, I'm taking a little more time to work a little harder and not play so much. But trust me, you know, traveling is definitely on the list for this year. And of course, I gotta tell you guys briefly just about the trips that I took. I went to New Jersey in September 2021 to go visit my cousin on my dad's side and his wife, and it was such a fun trip, y'all. That's my favorite boy cousin on my dad's side, and it just felt good to, like, you know, get away. Unfortunately, I drove there by myself, and the driving there by myself wasn't the problem. I got a speeding ticket during that trip, y'all, and I'm just like, you know, it really sucks when you get a bill that's unnecessary, because who likes to pay parking tickets, and even more so speeding tickets? Like, y'all, anytime I got to come out with money outside of my pockets that just wasn't, like, you know, already planned expense, it's just not fun to deal with that. But moving forward from that, the trip was good, y'all. It felt nice just to try different restaurants, like, you know, in a different state, go to the beach, just, you know, lay back for a little bit. And then in October, during Halloween weekend, I went to Vegas. I treated my friend to a trip to Vegas with my mom, because my mom, she always gets some good deals on the hotel. So that was a really fun time. The jackpots did not love me too much. It's okay, because actually, I went to Vegas twice in 2021. I also went during January 2021, and I won me a jackpot. Y'all, the universe was on my side. But nonetheless, it was still a fun trip. And then literally 2 days after I went to Vegas during Halloween weekend, I went to Jamaica to visit another cousin from my dad's side because she's a kinetic yoga instructor, and I was there for her wellness retreat. And during the wellness retreat is where I can say I already am, like, you know, tuned in spiritual wise, but that trip definitely helped me, like, you know, become a little more elevated with that. And the trip just, like, you know, helped me relax more and definitely continue to tune into myself. So I highly recommend it if you're someone who wants to just, like, you know, learn more about their wellness routines, become a little bit spiritually tapped in a little more, just learn more about themselves, just the Jamaican culture. I highly recommend it. I will have my cousin's information linked up in this episode. And I'm not just recommending it because she's family, but seriously, she does some amazing things. You know, those yoga sessions, I was definitely, like, you know, tapped into, like, you know, with the universe. So I recommend it to anyone. But I don't want to spend too much time talking about me because we're here to talk business, y'all. And just before we get into the episode, I'm going to share two quotes with you guys that talk about rest. So the first one that we have here is, "There is virtue in work and there is virtue in rest. Use both and overlook neither." And that quote is by Alan Cohen. And the second quote reads, "If you get tired, learn to rest and not to quit." And that quote is by Bansky. And both of those quotes are really great, but I think that second one hits home because I think rest is often looked at as, you know, being lazy or thrown in the towel, when actually rest is very productive. And I think rest needs to be valued a little more because, you know, we're humans and at some point our energy levels run out, and when our energy levels run out, we have to take time to rest. But, you know, I think we live in a society today where it's like we have to be constantly going and constantly working, and that's just not helpful at all. And again, that's one of the main reasons why I decided to, like, you know, give myself a gap year, because I knew I needed the rest from academics. I didn't want to have to graduate and then take time out to apply to PA school and then just enjoy 8 months off and then go back right into it. I've been going to schools, like, you know, straight from kindergarten to middle school to high school to college. I just wanted a break, you know? And, you know, I'm very appreciative of my gap year because, you know, you learn different things about yourself. You see the world in a different light. And although I am ready to go back to school, I just needed that time in between to just rest my mind and use my time freely however I wanted to, and not have to worry about having an assignment complete or having this deadline for this task. You know, I got to live my own leisure. And I think that people look at rest as something that's not a leisure task, when in reality they should. You know, I think people don't take the time to rest until their energy levels are completely at zero and they're burnt out, but they didn't give themselves, you know, the proper time to take time out to rest. And I want to state that, you know, rest does not equate to sleep. I think sometimes people think rest means to sleep, and then if you sleep too much then you're lazy. Rest literally can mean whatever it needs to mean for you, whether that's, like, you know, resting in bed or just taking time to rest away from your technology devices, taking time to rest away from social circles, whatever it may be for you. Rest can be on your own terms, but rest is not solely just sleeping. And although sleep is essential, and I'll even give some tips about having good sleep habits, rest and sleep are two different things. Although if you get adequate sleep, it will make you feel more restful when you wake up. So they do tie into one another. And then even just giving some tips about sleeping, to get a really good sleeping schedule, I would say go to bed and wake up at the same time every day. I know typically if you work a Monday to Friday job, like a 9 to 5, your sleeping schedule will probably be, like, a little more consistent, like, from those days. And then the weekends, like, you know, you may give yourself an hour or two to sleep in. But waking up and going to bed at the same time every single day creates, like, you know, your circadian rhythm, like, you know, your sleep-wake cycle. And then I think even just preparing for, like, you know, for bed, you know, turning any technology devices off 1 hour before you go to sleep, and making sure you keep a cool room, a quiet room, a dark room, really does help, like, you know, what you can get out of your sleep for that night. And getting a good night's sleep is very important because you have better concentration, the more you do it, increased energy levels, a better work performance. So sleep most definitely plays a part into rest, but rest just doesn't stop there is what I'm getting at. And as I mentioned before, rest can lead to burnout, and I think it's important to keep that in the back of your mind, because that way you can come up with different techniques that can prevent you from getting to that burnout stage. And I would say step one probably would to be identify what's stressing you out and are you able to get help with it. Oftentimes I think we don't lean into our own support systems as much as we should, because we cannot carry the world on our shoulders, and there should, I think everyone should have at least one friend or one family member who can, like, you know, step in to help them out if that means, like, you know, it's going to improve rest for someone else. Also, practicing mindfulness or wellness techniques such as deep breathing, exercising, because oftentimes I think we can get so caught up, like, you know, in our work or in school, you know, just some type of extracurricular activity, and we don't make time for our wellness, like, you know, such as exercising. Exercising is probably the best ways to care for yourself. And I think when people hear exercise, they kind of get like scared inside, because they think exercise like means like going to the gym. Exercise is just moving your body for 30 minutes. Like, you know, it's physical activity, whether that's you taking a walk around your neighborhood, or if you're more the person to do a jog, or if you want to do yoga, whatever. As long as your body's actively moving, then it's keeping your body healthy in the long run. And also taking a moment just to deep breathe. I know meditation is not for everyone, and people have to take time to like get used to it, but even deep breathing, whether you just, like, you know, practice deep breathing for 5 minutes, not necessarily meditating, it will just improve your mindfulness with yourself, and then will help you become more present with what's in the moment, and also help just calm your mind to a state of peace. Because, you know, it's so easy to get caught up in everything that's happening in the world and not take a moment to just, you know, connect with your inner self. With that being said, I think everyone should create a rest schedule for themselves. That way they can have set times to when they need to take the time out from the world and tune in to care for themselves. And the rest schedule doesn't have to be some drawn out schedule from Sunday to Saturday, we're going to do this, but just more so, you know, dedicate at least 30 minutes to 1 hour per day for yourself weekly, where you get to rest. And as I said before, you know, rest is whatever you want to do. So whether resting for you is watching a movie or taking a bath, or even calling a friend, do so and do it without feeling guilt-free about it. Because again, you know, I think a major reason why people don't take time to rest is that they feel guilty for taking time to rest. You know, like I said, we are humans. We are not robots. We cannot operate 24 hours on go at all times. You have to take time out for yourself and do things that help, like, you know, your self-care, and that just help you rest a little more. And one thing also about resting, I think it's also important to highlight that resting does not equate to that being your free time. So even just having boundaries of when, knowing when to say no to others when you're in your period of rest, because sometimes I think people can assume like, oh, well, if this not work related or school related, or if someone doesn't have an event, then they automatically have free time, whereas, like, you know, your free time doesn't necessarily always mean, like, you know, I have to be doing something else, but like free time for someone can mean it's taking time to rest out from the world and from others. Okay, and just to summarize this episode in short, rest is productive. Y'all, I know we live in a culture where it's just like we always gotta be on the grind from, like, you know, 9 to 5 and just always busy, but rest is productive. Tuning in to tuning out will help you in the long run when you get to, like, you know, take time to listen to your body and see what your body needs, so that way you can prevent burnout and create a rest schedule. You know, as I said again, you know, the rest schedule can literally be 30 minutes to 1 hour. Because that way it's something that's realistic, like, you know, instead of, like, you know, getting yourself 5 hours on a Wednesday to do something, 30 minutes to 1 hour is doable, and that way it will feel like you're catering to yourself in the long run. So I hope you all enjoyed this episode. I will be leaving some information in the description notes for you all, just so you can check out the website, the Social Butterfly Experience, get a little insight into the wellness coaching services, and follow our Instagram if you don't already. If you would like more mental health content and want to check out our products, please visit us at thesocialbutterflyexperience.com, and we'll talk to you guys soon.